Chapter 8. A Weak Moment. "Where have you been?" I asked Conrad when he came back late on Friday morning.
"I had stuff to do," he answered, hardly looking at me.
"Could you drive me into town? I have to choose flowers for the wedding," I said.
"Isn't Jeremiah coming today? Can't you go with him?"
I was a little hurt because I'd thought that we were getting along really well. "Jeremiah's not going to be here until late."
"I don't want to annoy him," Conrad said,
and I noticed something strange in his voice. "What's wrong? Did something happen this morning?"
"Nothing happened," he said. "Let's go."
He was quiet on our trip into town. When I showed him the flowers that I'd chosen, he said,
"Those were my mom's favorite."
"I remember," I said. On the way home, we passed someone selling peaches by the side of the road. Conrad saw me looking at them and stopped the car. I bought a bag of peaches and picked one out, holding it up to my nose and slowly breathing in the wonderful smell. Then I bit into it, and it was the most perfect peach that I had ever eaten, soft and sweet and juicy. I ate it quickly, juice running down my face and my hands. "That was a perfect peach," I told Conrad. He reached out and gently wiped my face with his shirt. No one had touched me like that before. It felt so close, so private. The way that he looked at me, for those few seconds, made my legs feel weak. I got back into the car. After just one look, one touch from him, I was shaking. This was crazy. I was marrying his brother. On the drive home, I couldn't speak. Jeremiah's car was parked in the drive. Conrad disappeared as soon as we got into the house, and I found Jeremiah sleeping on the sofa. I kissed him awake. "Hi," I said as he opened his eyes. "Would you like a peach?"
"You're a peach," he said, hugging me.
I passed him a peach, and he ate it quickly. "Aren't they perfect?" I asked him.
"Really good," he said, throwing down the peach stone. "Did you get anything else?"
"No, just the peaches," I said quietly. But as I put the rest of the peaches into a bowl, my hands were shaking. It was the day of Taylor's wedding shower. I kept thinking of it as her shower because she and her mom had done everything and the party was at their house. The invitations that they had sent were actually nicer than my wedding invitations. I was wearing a white sundress, and when I left the house in Cousins, Conrad said that I looked nice. It was the first time that we'd spoken since the day of the peaches. I just said, "Thanks." I kept telling myself that everything was totally normal. When I arrived at the wedding shower, Taylor took me through to the living room. "Everyone's here," she said. Our old school friends, Marcy, Blair, and Katie were there. Taylor's mom was sitting on the sofa, and next to her, wearing a light blue suit, was my mother. My eyes filled with tears when I saw her, and we hugged tightly for a long time. We didn't have to say anything. I felt so happy. Everything was really okay, and I had my mom back. It was a perfect afternoon. Taylor and her mom had made all my favorite foods, and everyone gave me presents, so it felt like my birthday. We took photos of each other, played silly games, and laughed all the time. After everyone had left, I walked with my mother to her car. "Thank you for coming, Mom. It means a lot to me," I said. "You're my girl," she said simply, brushing my hair out of my eyes. I threw my arms around her. "I love you so, so much," I said. I called Jeremiah as soon as my mother drove away. "My mom came to the wedding shower. It's happening," I screamed. I'd never believed that the wedding wasn't happening.
but planning it away from home and being in a fight with my mom had made it really hard. Now, with my mother's support, I felt like I could breathe again. My worries were gone. It was Wednesday, just a few days before the wedding. Annika and Taylor were arriving in Cousins the next day, and so were Jeremiah and his friends for his bachelor night. I was cleaning the living room when Conrad came back from surfing, his face white. "What's wrong?" I asked him.
"I had an accident and cut myself," he said.
"Is it bad?" I said.
"No, not too bad."
I watched him walk painfully over to the bathroom, and I ran over. He was sitting on the side of the bath, and blood was coming through his towel and running down his leg.
"The blood's stopping already. It looks worse than it is," he said,
but his face was whiter than ever. "Keep pressing the towel on it," I said, and went to get some stuff to clean the cut. When I came back, I sat down next to him and took the towel. The cut was deep, but the bleeding was slowing. I began to wipe it, and Conrad leaned closer to me, almost resting his head on my shoulder. I could feel him breathing in hard every time I touched the cut. Finally, I put a bandage around his leg and said, "See? It's all better." He lifted his head up and said, "Thank you." There was this moment between us then, as we just gazed at each other. My breath quickened. If I leaned forward, we would be kissing. I knew that I should move away, but I couldn't.
"Billy," he said,
and I could feel his breath on my neck. "Yes?"
"Will you help me stand up? I'm going upstairs to lie down."
"You've lost a lot of blood, so I don't think that you should sleep," I said.
"That's if you hit your head," he said with a little smile.
I stood up and pulled him up next to me. "Can you walk?" I asked.
"I'll manage," he said.
When he was gone, I started to clean up the bathroom, and my heart was racing. What had I almost done? This wasn't like the time that he had wiped peach juice from my face, because this time, it was all me. Conrad slept for the rest of the day, and I didn't wake him. I kept busy, getting things ready for Jeremiah's bachelor party. I was relieved that other people would be here, so it wouldn't just be me and Conrad anymore. Once Jeremiah and everyone were here, everything would go back to normal.